Quit your grinning and drop your linen. It's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The Medicare podcast for Medicare podcasters. Playing with the Queen of Hearts, knowing it ain't really smart, Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. It is Medicare for the Lazy Men podcast. You've come to the right place if you're looking for Medicare talk. Pretty exciting stuff, and we've got a ton of it here for you. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you to Drew McMillan, my Canadian nephew, for his magnificent introductory remarks. He gets every episode rolling and then throws it to me, and eventually I try to throw it to Randy. And Randy, if he's not snoring or otherwise occupied, will join us for some Medicare chat. I am Doug Jones, your Medicare expert. This is the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. Ironically, episode 221, Randy and I were just talking about whether or not we should ever mention the date again upon which we're recording. And I think we decided we're never going to mention the date because in the future, if we're talking about something that might be a little date sensitive, people might get the impression that this episode is not worthwhile. I don't think that's ever going to be the case, but I will say this is episode number 221. I wanted to do something last episode and I completely forgot about it. So I'm going to do it now before I bring Randy in, and that is to say goodbye to an old friend of mine. I met this guy back in 1989 when I was about 41 years old. He was probably 25 at the time. He was born in 62, so I don't know, do the math on that. But he was part of a group of people that I went to work with at an office not far from me in Northern Illinois. And he was a great guy along with all these other people. It was the most fun I ever had in an office environment with about 20 other people. Basically, everybody had a magnificent personality, sense of humor. It was so much fun. But one of the big stars in that group of people was my friend, Bill Dooley. Bill Dooley, for those who are sports-minded, which I am not, was the son of a guy named Dooley, who was the head coach of the Chicago Bears in the 1960s. And I think before that, he might have been a player. But Bill Dooley was a football expert, so we would sit around having cocktails, and he was just a great guy to talk about football with. I would wait until that football chat was over, and then we would talk about other things like business. But he always had a great approach, a sense of humor. Four little kids. It's been probably 20 years since I've seen him, so those little kids may have grown up by now. A wonderful wife named Susan, and I just found out yesterday at the age of 59, he dropped dead of a heart attack in Kansas City, near Kansas City. And it kind of broke my heart. But, you know, when you get up to be my age, some of your friends will have gone ahead of you, and you don't expect that a 59-year-old in the pink of health to be one who goes that quickly. My father was 67 and he dropped dead of an unexpected heart attack. It only goes to serve to remind us that if we make our plans for Medicare coverages carefully, and if we have unexpected illnesses that remove our options to change coverages, then we won't have any reason to regret what we've done. And that's my job, to tell people what I think the best type of coverage in Medicare will be, to convince them to purchase that coverage. In my case, it would be Medicare supplement plans over Medicare Advantage. And I'm hoping that Bill, well, he probably didn't need a lot of medical treatment since he probably just keeled over. He did what Randy said he wants to. Randy wants to be enjoying a Guinness in Ireland on a stool at a pub, and then just hit the floor and have it all be over. And so maybe Bill Dooley was doing that when he keeled over, but rest in peace, my friend. I'm sorry that the world has lost you, and I will always miss our fun days together, working and having fun. So anyway, Randy, sorry to start with a maudlin thought, but he was a great guy. So anyway, join us.
Well, with a name like Dooley, he had to be a great guy, because if I'm not mistaken, Dooley is Irish.
Yeah, it is. I'm sure his Irishness was, skin deep, not skin deep. It was through and through.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anybody that bottom line, anybody that Doug Jones says is a good guy, Bill Dooley obviously was a good guy. So, Bill, I didn't ever have a chance to meet you or know you, but rest in peace. And, somewhere up in the sky, have a Guinness for us.
Yeah, I've never talked about one of my friends that croaked. We've been doing this for a year and a half, and others have gone. But nobody has inspired me to feel sadness like this guy's death. And I can only say what I say often when I hear that people that I like have died. I hope it was painless and quick. I never thought when I was a youngster that I would ever express those sentiments. But now that I'm old and I could be facing that sort of thing tomorrow or sometime in the near future, I hope it's quick and painless.
There's an old Irish saying that I think would be appropriate for this particular point in time, even though I never met Bill, but there's an old Irish saying that says, "May you be gone for a full half hour before the devil knows you're dead."
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, I might say to you, may you have finished that Guinness before you hit the floor. Don't
That's
leave
right.
in your mug.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, guess what we're going to do today?
What are we going to do? Are you going to get me back into Cave Creek with some mailbaggers?
No, sir, I'm not going to do that, because I had two from Steve in the last episode. That ought to shut up your drinking buddies in Cave Creek.
Well,
satisfy them all weekend.
They're hard to get along with, I'm telling you.
Well, if they maybe started a little earlier, they'd be a little more lubricated. But I thought I would read an article here. I've got a stack of articles that I printed up a while back. And I was reading some about the fraudulent activities that have gone, or the sloppy accounting methods that Medicare Advantage plans have used to siphon off excess federal funds, and how the government accounting office or accountability office has used audits in order to find them, recover some of that money, and some fines, I'm sure, were involved. So within that stack of articles was one that is a little bit shorter and seemed interesting to me. So I thought I'd address it today, and let's see where it takes us. I have not read the article. So let's go together. And the headline is Social Security Error Jeopardizes Medicare Coverage for 250,000 Seniors. Now, anybody that's not new to this podcast knows that I do not use the word senior. I don't like it. I don't like being labeled by it. And therefore, I don't like even saying it. But it's in the headline of this article, which was written exactly 2 years ago. Social Security Error Jeopardizes Medicare Coverage for 250,000 Old Folks. So to get into the body of the article, this was written by Susan Jaffe, by the way, in June of 2019. A quarter of a million Medicare beneficiaries may be receiving bills for as many as 5 months of premiums that they thought they had already paid. But they shouldn't toss the letter in the garbage. It's not a scam or a mistake. Because of what the Social Security Administration calls a processing error in January, it did not deduct premiums from some seniors' Social Security checks, and it did not pay the insurance plans. The problem applies to private drug policies and Medicare Advantage plans. More trouble with Medicare Advantage plans. Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't know this was coming. I did not read this article ahead of time. But anyway, the problem applies to private drug policies, prescription drug plans, or Part D plans, and Medicare Advantage plans that provide both medical and drug coverage, and that substitute for traditional government-run Medicare. Some people will discover that they must find the money to pay the plans. Others may find that their plans are canceled. Medicare officials say approximately 250,000 people are affected. Medicare and Social Security say they expect the proper deductions and payments to insurers will resume this month or next. Now, remember, this is 2 years ago this article was written. Insurers are required to send bills directly to their members for the unpaid premiums, according to Medicare. But neither agency would explain how the error occurred or provide a more exact number or the names of the plans that were shortchanged. The amount the plans are owed also wasn't disclosed. A notice to beneficiaries on Medicare's website lacks key details. Well, this is what happens when you let the government do your thinking for you. Representative Richard Neal, Democrat of Massachusetts, who chairs the Ways and Means Committee, and two colleagues wrote to both agencies about the problem on May 22nd, but they have not received a response from Medicare. Social Security's response referred most questions to Medicare officials. Organizations that help seniors, boy, I hate that word. Organizations that help seniors say they are getting some questions from Medicare beneficiaries. Two seniors in Louisiana lost drug coverage after their policies were canceled due to this error. One woman had the same drug plan since 2013. Now, it's probably time for her to change anyway. And it dropped her at the end of April. She was without coverage for the entire month of May until earlier that week that this article was written. Somebody was able to get her retroactively enrolled. This person says that some people might not notice that their checks did not include a deduction for their Medicare Advantage or drug plan premiums. If their check was a little more than expected, they could have assumed that the extra amount was the expected cost of living increase, among other things. So, in Ohio, a Medicare Advantage plan reinstated a member due to unpaid premiums less than 48 hours after the state's health insurance information program for seniors got involved. Medicare beneficiaries have had the option of paying their premiums through a deduction from their Social Security checks for more than a decade, she says. However, they can also charge payments directly to a credit card or a checking account instead of relying on Social Security. Humana spokesman Mark Mathis says about 33,000 members were affected, or fewer than 1% of its total Medicare membership. None of those members lost coverage. The company blamed Medicare's nearly 15-year-old IT systems for the failure and urged the agency to invest in new equipment. A United Healthcare representative said none of its 32,000 Medicare Advantage or Part D members affected by the SSA problem lost coverage. The company has the highest Medicare enrollment in the U.S. Aetna has not received payments for Medicare Advantage and drug plans for the month of February through May for 43,000 affected members, says spokesman whatever. Customers will receive bills for the unpaid premiums and can set up payment plans if they can't pay the entire amount. These and other affected insurers must allow their members at least 2 months from the billing date to pay up, and they must offer the payment or a payment plan for those who cannot pay several months of premiums at once. Medicare says, with both steps, plans can avoid invoking their policy of disenrollment for failure to pay premiums while the member is adhering to the payment plan. Jennifer Shapiro, the acting director of Medicare Plan Payment Group, warned the companies in a May 22nd memo. So basically, what this convoluted paragraph is saying that they have to set up payment plans, and they warned companies that they better cooperate in doing that for the affected insured people. So somebody who is a federal policy director for the Medicare Rights Center, an advocacy group, said she is concerned that older adults will view the bill with suspicion. If you think your premium is being paid automatically, then your plan tells you 6 months later that wasn't the case, you may be confused. Well, okay, too bad. Kaiser Health News is a nonprofit. Okay, this was done by Kaiser Health News, one of their writers. So, frankly, that's disturbing, but it's indicative of the fact that things are going to happen, and they cannot always be headed off at the pass. Government mistakes happen, and they affect a lot of people, but the government also has stepped in to ensure that people have a right to get back their plan or to go to a different plan if the mistake was not their fault. So there's no reason for panic when things like these happen, but there is every reason to be confident that the system is going to work in the favor of the people who are covered by Medicare. At least historically, that's the way it's worked out. So that was a short little article that hopefully will satisfy your buddies down at the CHIP.
I think it'll help.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, I think it'll help.
Have the crickets started trying to?
No, actually, we've still got 4 minutes yet. It was was a short little article. If you got another short one, we can certainly get me into the CHIP if you've got something else there.
I do have one article that's a real heartbreaker, and I kind of put it on the bottom of the stack because I really didn't want to have to deal with it. It just broke my heart, and let me see if I can find it here. This was an article or a correspondence I had with a gentleman. Oh, here it is. Okay, so a while back, this potential client wrote me and asked for information. What would it cost me to get Medicare supplement, all that stuff. And he told me a little bit about his situation, which I always like. I always want people to tell me as much detail as they feel like talking about. He's covered as a dependent under his wife's medical plan at her place of employment. And her company was going to terminate the plan at some point in the future, but he did not know when that was going to be. It was either going to be August, it's going to be November or March or April of next year. And so when he wrote me, he didn't really know, but he was laying his groundwork for what he should do with Medicare supplements and drug plans. So I told him that based on his age, his smoking status, his the fact that he is married, living with a wife, and his zip code, his area of residence, I said, here's what the plans I recommend are going to cost you. And here's the heartbreaking thing. It's coming up at the end of this correspondence, but there was a heartbreaking element to this whole exchange that just almost made me want to go back to bed and suck my thumb. So the first thing was he and I exchanged information, and then I let it lie for a month or so. And then I wrote him a follow-up and I said, hey, we haven't communicated for a while, so I was curious whether you know any more about your wife's termination date, meaning when her employment plan is terminated, he has to go on Medicare. And so he said, hi, Doug. On June 29th, my wife learned that her termination date will be March 31st of 2022. At the time, I thought this would allow me to continue on her group medical insurance until then, since her employer is a large company with thousands of employees, and then I could enroll in Medicare Part B starting April 1st of 2022. Luckily, I called the HR department at her company to confirm that. And they said that for me, since I am the spouse, their group coverage would become secondary to Medicare starting August 1st of 2021. I turned 65 this Wednesday. This was in July, about a week ago. So their coverage would be primary only until the end of July. My understanding is that employers with more than 20 employees have to cover their employees as primary even after they turn 65. But this does not apply to the dependent spouse. If I had known this back in April, when I enrolled in Medicare Part A, I would have enrolled in Medicare Part B at the same time, starting August 1st, 2021. So then he continues his saga. After panicking some and cussing a lot, I called the Social Security Administration national number, went on hold for 45 minutes. Hello, Steve, you listening to this? And spoke with a nice lady who told me I had to have my wife's employer fill out form CMS L564. Now, that's the form that verifies that you have been covered by a group medical plan right up until the time that you're going to go on social Medicare. This is a form that used to require an employer's signature, but I've been told that they waived that requirement during the Wuhan flu panic. And but this woman told him after 45 minutes on hold that he had to submit that form with the employer's signature, like some official at the company. I also had to fill out CMS 40B, which is the application for Part B of Medicare. Put them together and send them or fax them to my local Social Security office in Burlington, Vermont. This was because I had denied Medicare Part B, or refused enrollment of Medicare Part B, when I enrolled in Part A last April. So, since I thought at the time I would not need Part B until a later date. So I did some more panicking and cussing. This guy's a real potty mouth. And then I decided to call the local Social Security office. I volunteered doing income taxes for elderly folks here in Vermont. And a lot of my clients have told me how happy they are with the services they receive from the Social Security office. They are right. I spoke with a wonderful lady in the office and explained to her my situation, and she looked over my Medicare file and indicated that she would add Part B effective August 1st, 2021, and that I would receive my updated Medicare Part B card in the mail within the next 3 weeks. She indicated that since I am enrolled, enrolling during my special enrollment period, I don't need to fill out any of the forms. She would take care of everything. She was my Medicare angel. So then I enrolled in Medicare Part D. That was very straightforward. My plan starts August 1st, 2021. I had found four Medicare Supplement Plan G high deductible insurance plans in Vermont. I settled on a plan from Globe Life, and I'm enrolled in that starting August 1st. Have you seen the heartbreak yet? Have you deduced what I'm apoplectic about, ladies and gentlemen? So anyway, this gentleman said, so I think I'm all set. Things turned out okay in the end, but the process was more interesting than I was expecting. Your book was extremely helpful with the process. Thank you for that and for your interest in my situation. And this man's name is Mark. Sincerely, Mark. All right. This is the part where I normally pull out my gun and start spinning the cylinders to see if I'm going to be playing Russian roulette. Because my job, ladies and gentlemen, the only thing I get compensated for is helping people like Mark obtain their Medicare supplement and those who want to, their drug plans. And that's the only source of income I have. I'd be begging on the streets if not for people who ask me to get their applications ready and to submit them for their Medicare supplement plans. So Mark replied, or this is my reply to Mark. I said, that's good news, Mark. Not only am I glad that things worked out well for you, but your vivid description of how the whole process unfolded for you will make some interesting podcast content one of these days. Ironically, Globe Life, now I misspelled it, Glob Life. Anyway, that's where you would have likely would have wound up if I had been fortunate enough to act as your agent, since the company I most often recommend is one of their subsidiaries. Thanks for catching me up. Let me know if I can ever help in the future. But the tragedy here, the heartbreak, is the fact that I did not make it clear to Mark that when he was ready to go, I would be his Medicare angel, as he said that the woman employee from the Social Security office was also a Medicare angel. So I need to revise my approach so that when I contact people, when they contact me, they understand that I want to act as their agent, because I will get a little pittance, a little tiny check, a little piece of the action every time they pay a premium. And so it's going to be a long, happy, mutually beneficial relationship if people like Mark understand going in that I want to do that for them. So that was kind of a sad ending to what I hoped would have been a long, happy relationship. But now Mark has no reason to ever talk to me ever again. That's I can see Randy's got a tear running down his cheek.
I didn't know. I had no idea that's where this was going. It's a sad, sad ending.
I can only blame myself for not being clear with Mark that I want to be your agent when the time comes.
That's right. So for anybody listening to this podcast, Doug is a fully qualified, fully licensed angel agent in just about anywhere in the United States for Medicare, and just about anybody can deal business with Doug, and they definitely want to.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to have to explain it to you over and over again. You're going to really get tired of hearing that. So I mentioned the crickets have told us to go home now, right?
The crickets have spoken. So I need to land the plane. But first, before we do that, there's a couple items of business.
Uh-oh.
One is to go to Amazon.com, put your orders in for, a copy, at least one copy, maybe two copies of Doug's new book, Medicare for the Lazy Man. Easiest and simplest guide ever for 2021.
Wow, I'm impressed. Actually, I think it's simplest and easiest, but who cares?
Well, I'll look it up.
Okay.
So ultimately, you need to get your hands on a couple of those. You might want to pick up one of the audio versions to listen on your way to work, or listen on your way to go to sleep at night. And there's also obviously Kindle versions of it. We can get you just about anything you want in terms of that book. And you really should.
Oh boy, we're getting some yellow and some freezing up on your end.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not seeing it on my end, but anyway, I will go ahead and sign this off quickly then if we're having a problem. You have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy from Oklahoma and currently residing in Illinois, but he loves Arizona like it's home.
Looking forward to coming back. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye.